Right now, it's actually really hard to believe that August is here, and it's only a few weeks until fall equinox, where I really recommend planning the rest of your year on that day, but more on that in a different episode. And the first time I heard somebody say that, I was like, I'm not a Wiccan. And then I realized you don't have to be a Wiccan. It doesn't have anything to do with that, really. But more on that later. This episode is actually a double one in such a sense that there are two topics I felt was needed at this point in time, and instead of making one about one topic and then another about the second one, I decided to give you two topics because I have not been the best at updating regularly. So before we begin anything, you are gonna get some technical, logistical details, and then we are gonna hit today's topics spot on with gusto, and I'm actually really excited about this because, believe it or not, it's now 4:30 a.m. and I'm unable to sleep. So I thought, well, I can make you a good podcast episode, and then at least you get something out of my insomnia, and then you can share it with your friends, coworkers, and family, because we're all in this thing called life together. We're all gonna experiment and experience disappointment in our lives. And that's why I titled this what I did, because I really believe in putting a spotlight on what to do. And, you know, when a friend breaks your trust, or to put it bluntly, when a friendship is over, done, not existing anymore, I really want to speak into that from a personal as well as a spiritual perspective. I'm so excited you're with me. So right now, first, as I said, we're gonna talk a little bit about the technical details for this podcast from this week onward, and I'm thrilled. And my hope and my intention now is that this podcast will be something that you can weekly look forward to. It's, you know, recorded in my bedroom, and it's totally private and personal and public at the same time, because you can listen to it, and I'm so glad. And if you listen through the Anchor platform where I record my podcast, you always have the possibility to hit the voice message button, and you can say whatever is on your mind, and then I can implement it into the next episode. And I would love that, because it gives the episode a realistic feel. So if you drop me a voice message, make sure to say if you want me to feature it in the next episode or not. As always, you can find me at Mogul, and the URL will be in the show notes. You are an amazing being. And now it's time to stop talking and give you the details for what to expect from this podcast from this day forward. And I'm so excited and a bit terrified, really. So, with all that said and done, here are the details. I'm going to record new episodes next week. They will start to launch every Wednesday. Every Wednesday you will get sometimes a short episode, sometimes a longer one. Please note, I'm not getting sponsored or paid or anything to do this, and thus that's why they can be a bit different. But my goal is to really show that people do make podcasts because they want to help lift others and not just to make money. However, should you feel called to donate, because there is a training program I really would like to take. It's a coaching certification program called Artists of the Spirit. And if you decide to donate, you can contact me and I'll give you my, either my Patreon page, which I haven't set up fully, or my Cash App Me info. And everyone that donates more than $20 will get their name or brand or whatever featured in every podcast. That is if you donate $20 or more. If you donate $50 or more, you get your name in every podcast. I will also mention you in my Facebook life, both on my page and in my profile. In addition, you will get the chance to record an episode all on your own, which I will publish, and you don't need to worry about having your own podcast show. Your episode will be your show, and it will be all published under Wisdom of the Heart with me, Andrea, and you can talk about whatever you want. If you want to be able to publish a podcast through me, that is if you donate $75 or more. And then we have the last tier. If you donate more than $100 to my coaching training, not only will I do all the other perks for you, but I will also coach you for free. That's right, my premium package is yours for 2 months. And that means you can get me 24/7, basically. As you can see, I'm a night owl. So if I sleep, you'll get me as soon as I wake up. And you can also know that you help keep this podcast real and authentic. So if you feel called to support the podcast, reach out. And I am ecstatic. And even if you don't feel like it, I will continue to publish content because I believe in a podcast which is created for the joy of creating. And that's what I want you to have. I want you to have that joy right in your ear. And whenever you want or need a push, you are an amazing being regardless, and don't you ever forget it. You are totally awesome. Awesome, 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 awesome. Apparently, the phone or platform don't want me to speak about politics and spirituality in the same sentence, because this is probably the sixth time I'm recording this part, and I'm recording it because after last week and the release of Marianne Williamson's anniversary edition of Healing the Soul of America, I had to tell you about it, and also to encourage you to make the teaching in it a daily spiritual practice. So this book came out firstly in the 1998 era. And according to Marianne, back then, like, politicians didn't want to speak about spirituality, and spirituality inclined teachers didn't want to speak about politics. So the book didn't get the buzz that it freaking deserves. But now things are different. And it starts with you and me, and it's awesome. And I want to give you a quote from A Course in Miracles. A miracle is performed by one who temporarily has more for one who temporarily has less. So with that in mind, that's why we really need to engage in politics. And it can be, you know, praying for the politician. It can be volunteering for a nonprofit. It can be trying to find out how things work in your local area. Because when you know that, you can pray about it and bless it. And that's, I'm going to give you my 20 minute a day. And I know that sounds daunting. It can be 5 minutes. But I'm going to give you a political practice to add to your spiritual one. And it's so freaking easy. Start with a prayer. Dear God, please bless every politician, non-government organization, volunteer worker, and any other involved in politics. Help us to see the good in people and situations, to seek to help and be of service, rather than greed. Keep our minds clear, our ears open, and our lips free of backtalk. Let us be tools for a change in perception, because we are miracle workers. We know we have the power to choose in any moment. We can choose to see through the eyes of fear, and we can choose to see through the eyes of love. Every day, we choose to see through the eyes of fear due to the news or some political action or non-action. Every time we do, please remind us that we are free to choose again. And so it is. Aho, Amen, and Amen. That's how easy one practice can be. And then you can expand by having a meditation and dedicating the fruits of the practice for that meditation to the politicians. You can also start a book cycle, either online or in your local area. And you can always reach out to me by using the links in the show notes. I can't wait to hear what's up in your life. And before I close this week's episode, I do have some information about the next week one, so stay tuned for like one more minute. I'm so excited and grateful for your existence. You're amazing and you keep on inspiring me. Thank you for listening to Wisdom of the Heart with me, Mia Andrea. And if you have any wishes regarding next week, don't hesitate to come into contact with me, to reach out and to say what you want, because you matter. You're amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is.